Okay, one more question. What are they using to see in the dark?
Flashlight.
Nice answering, Tasia. Okay. What
would you like? A few years ago, the Cantillation Center launched the iPad project after receiving a $100,000 grant from the Tower Foundation. A two-year study was conducted in the center's speech therapy department with amazing results for students. Inside a classroom on the school's Cheektowaga campus, 11-year-old Tasia Doran, a nonverbal student with autism, was navigating her iPad.
What did she bring in her bag?
Beans.
And what's this?
Egg.
Good job. And what else?
Doran has been using an iPad featuring speech software. It now enables her to communicate in the classroom with teachers and at home with her family.
In the classroom, the kids can really use these to interact with their teachers and with their peers, which for a lot of our kids who are nonverbal was not a possibility before.
Cassie Kestel is a speech therapist at Cantillation. Doran once displayed behavioral issues out of frustration because she couldn't tell you what she wanted or needed. Now her iPad acts as her voice.
She has a lot in her that she wants to communicate. She's a very bright girl. She is able to do so much when she has the means to do it. She has a lot of stuff that she wants to say. She just did not have the physical ability to use her voice to say it.
Kestel tells WBFO News the iPad helps to gauge Doran's level of learning.
The sky's the limit for her. She really is very, very great with her academics and staying engaged. She loves work. If her work that you give her ends, she craves more work. She wants to be doing schoolwork. She's the kind of kid who you could have five activities planned and she'll just plow through all of them because she loves it. She really enjoys being engaged in school and doing work and learning.
Do you want to talk about the pet store?
Bakery.
Or the bakery? Okay. You choose.
In another corner of the school, we found 9-year-old Braden Davis working in a small room. Davis is also autistic and nonverbal.
Yes, he's doing wonderfully. Braden has speech difficulties very similar to apraxia of speech. So a child with apraxia has difficulty sequencing the sounds to form words, but certainly very intelligent.
Speech-language pathologist Leanne Terhune was working with him. She says he uses his iPad for classwork and socializing, opening new ways of communicating with others.
So I started with him in February, and he just totally impresses me with how we can navigate across 4 to 8 screens sometimes to find the folder, to find the vocabulary that he needs. And he uses a sense of humor. So I think without the app, we may not see all of the language abilities he has. Like, he understands absurdities. He'll push sometimes the wrong button on purpose. That's an outlandish response, and laugh about it.
Tell Miss Eileen goodbye.
See you later.
Oh, even better.
See you later, too.
Braden is able to use that iPad in every area of academics in the classroom. Math, reading, writing, you name it. His iPad can be used for it. It's amazing.
Angela Babiak is Davis's classroom teacher. She sat alongside his mother, Grace Davis, to explain to us how the iPad has changed his confidence level.
The confidence that we've seen with him, even in his social skills, to be able to come to me when he's having an issue with something and to be able to explain to me who it is or what it is that's happening, where before he would just get frustrated not being able to vocalize that. So it's been huge.
So as a mom, being able to see him communicate with school and learning and then for you at home, it must be spectacular. I mean, what a way of opening up life for him.
Absolutely. We're all so very happy. The entire family, friends, everybody has commented about how far Braden has come. He's gained so much vocabulary. He communicates with us, his confidence, his entire personality has blossomed.
Davis is thrilled with her son's progress in his learning and communicating at home.
But it's most important that he's able to get along in life and have an output and let other people know what's going on and inside, to be able to communicate his needs, his wants, and to be able to hold a job and to get along in the world.
What did you find? You can tell Eileen and I.
Pet store.
Yeah, it goes in the pet store.
As a result of this iPad project, a total of 88 students are using the iPads, enhancing their learning and communication skills. Cantillation says they hope the technology will continue to lend a voice to children who just want to be heard. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
You're telling her about yourself. Cool.
Play games.
You like to play games?